Now, I've told you countless times that my mammy was from Cork. But this was a song that I never heard her sing. You see, she left Cork when she was 17. Now, she did have a couple of Cork songs that she used to sing when we'd have a hooly. I've told you about a hooly in the house. We had regular hoolies when I was small. And hoolies have died out now because, well, they have, first of all, they had radio. But even when they had radio, we had hoolies. But then television has taken over, the little box in the corner of the room that everybody stares at all day and every day. And who believe everything that comes out of the television is true. But we won't go. That's for another day's discussion. But we didn't have, well, we did have a television eventually, but we used to have hoolies in the house every Sunday, or if not every Sunday, every second Sunday. Around 7 o'clock, Joe would sit down at the piano and we'd start singing, and everybody had to stand up and sing their own little song. I've told you about it before. Oh, you're one of the new listeners, you didn't know. Well, that's what happened in the Bollard household when I was growing up. But as I say, Mammy didn't sing this song. I never heard her sing it. And every Cork man listening to Sounds Irish today, I'm dedicating this to. It's the Sean O'Shea version. Now, Sean O'Shea, a wonderful singer, and he's joined on this track by the Artane Boys Band. Every year here in Ireland, we have what's called the All-Ireland Football Final. It's held at Croke Park, which is a huge stadium holding about 80,000 people. And the counties compete in the various Gaelic football competitions and hurling. And the finals are held at Croke Park. And every year, at the beginning of the game, the crowd are entertained by the Artane Boys Band. And they play the national anthems and sing all the songs from the various counties. Here, anyway, we have Sean O'Shea and his wonderful version, accompanied by the Artane Boys Band and On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee.
Wildflowers, and then
Sean O'Shea with the Artane Boys and On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. And Lee is the river on which Cork stands. And I had a very good friend, he's gone to God now, a priest, and he said, that's the first song that every Cork child learns, On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. Now we come to country music, and a lady who was for a long time known as the queen of country music here in Ireland. She's been singing for quite some years and hasn't lost anything in time. It's Philomena Begley I'm talking about, and this is her version of a lovely sort of reminiscing country song, Gold and Silver Days. Here's Philomena.
As I'm sitting by the firelight and turning back the years, I can hear my mother singing in the morning as she scrubbed our shining faces and then packed us off to school. All too soon those days were over without warning. My father took the floor. I can hear us join together in the chorus, singing just a song of twilight and the moon behind the hill. Now those voices, they are silent, gone before. Always loyal.
the Queen of Country, Philomena Begley, and Gold and Silver Days. Now, before I play this next track, I want to tell you a little anecdote, right? I'm full of them when it comes to music and memories. And this one, well, in 1961, I went to the United States with the Jack Ruan Band. I was telling you about it on last week's programme. I've got lots of stories about that tour. It was the first time I'd ever visited the States. I've been there quite a few times since. But this was my first trip. And it was my first trip to meet the Irish people in America, because that's where we played. We played at all the big Irish centres in New York and Boston, Chicago, and the Catskill Mountains. That was our last night. We finished off in the Catskill Mountains. And when we'd finished on the very last night, we were invited to a party afterwards. And it was in a rather large house, if I remember rightly. Now, this is a long time ago, friends, but there was a bit of a party. Well, come on, friends, it was a hooly. And we were going home the next day, and we were all looking forward to going home. And everybody had to get up and do a little bit of a song or a poem or whatever, as they do at Irish hoolies. And towards the end of the night, this lovely old lady, I learnt afterwards that she was in her 80s, and she sang this song. And she sang it, she said, for her dearly departed husband, who'd gone to God not too long before. And this was a song, and as soon as I heard it, I thought, oh, yes. And if you remember, early on in the programme, I told you I'd bought my guitar. So when I got back to Ireland, I hunted up a recording of this song. And the only recording I came across, well, it wasn't a great recording, but I learnt the words, and I sang this song at a party some weeks after I had come home from America with the band. We were having a bit of another hoolie. You'd think we spend all our lives doing hoolies, but this was at a very special place, a party I was at. And I stood up and I said, look, I'm going to sing this song. I heard it the first time a couple of weeks ago in America, and I sang the song. This man came over to me and he said, the lady you heard singing that song was my granny, Joe. And Joe, she always sings that song since my granddad died. And I thought that was a very strange coincidence. But it's a wonderful song. This version we're going to get PJ Murray and Seamus Shannon and I'll Remember You, Love, in My Prayers.
When the curtains of night are drawn back by the stars, and the beautiful moon lights the sky, and the dewdrops from heaven are kissing the rose, then my thoughts to you, darling, do fly. As if on the wings of a beautiful dove, in haste with a message it bears, just to give you a kiss of affection and say, I'll remember you, love, in my prayers. So go where you may, by land or by sea, I'll share all your sorrows and cares. And each night as I kneel by my bedside to pray, I'll remember you, love, in my prayers. When the heavenly angels are guarding the gate, as God has ordained them, in answer to prayers I have offered to him, sure I know there is one watching you. So may the bright spirit be with you tonight and guard you up heaven's bright stairs. And each night as I kneel by my bed, bedside to pray. I'll remember you, love, in my prayers. So go where you may, I'll land her by sea. I'll share all your sorrows and cares. And each night, as I kneel by my bedside to pray, I'll remember you, love, in my prayers. And each night, as I kneel by my bedside to pray, I'll remember you, love, in my prayers.
Another example of how Irish traditional music has influenced American country music. We say it every week now, Joe, don't we? But there, that wonderful group, Wee Banjo 3, playing some tunes for us there. One of the joys of my life, and I have many joys in my life, friends, but one of the joys of my life is to work with my local church choir. I play the organ in my local church and I train our local church choir. There aren't too many in the choir and none of them read music. They learn it note by note. We sing for the 6:30 Vigil Eucharist on Saturday night and for any other church ceremonies that may occur, i.e. Christmas and Easter and various other occasions during the year. Some years ago, we made an album. We sat down one night and had a bit of fun and we made an album. And here, I'm going to play for you now a track from that album recorded by Our Lady Queen of Peace Church Bray Choir. And they're singing a very famous New Zealand Maori hymn that was put into the Irish language by a priest living in, an Irish priest living in New Zealand. And this is the hymn, Awira Wahar, or O Mother Mary. And it's singing in praise of God's Mother Mary. And in Irish, the chorus goes, Ave Maria, Magra Ave, Istusa Mawahir, Mawahir De. Hail Mary, you are my mother, and you are also the mother of God. Have a listen to Our Lady Queen of Peace Choir, accompanied by yours truly and Awira Wahar. Lady Queen of Peace Choir and Awira Wahar. This next song is not an Irish song, but it's sung for us here by a girl with a lovely voice, Triona Ní Donal. And she's singing a song about a young lady who decides to join the Navy. Well, she poses as a boy, you see, but eventually the secret lets out. But listen to the lovely song from Triona Ní Donal. When I was a young maid, and there's a lovely folky sound about this.
When I was fair maid, about 17, I enlisted in the Navy for to serve the Queen. I enlisted in the Navy, a sailor lad to stand, for to hear the cannons rattling and the music so grand, and the music. the man. He said, you'll make a sailor, so come along, my man. My waist being tall and slender, my fingers long and thin, and very soon they learned me. I soon exceeded them. Oh, I soon exceeded them. I soon exceeded them. And very soon they learned me. I soon exceeded them. Well, they sent me to bed and they sent me to bunk to lie with a sailor. I never was afraid. But taking off my blue coat, sure, it often makes me smile. For to think I was a sailor and a maiden all the while. And a maiden all the while. And a maiden all the while. For to think I was a sailor and a maiden all the while. Well, they sent me up to London for to guard the tower. And I'm sure I might be there till my very dying hour. A lady fell in love with me. I told her I was a maid. Oh, she went unto the captain, and my secret she betrayed. My secret she betrayed. My secret she betrayed. Oh, she went unto the captain, and my secret she
Our final track this week is from Johnny McAvoy, and it sums up the whole story of emigration. And that's what a lot of Irish history is all about. People leaving Ireland and going to work and live in another country. And in this case, it's America. But because of, well, shall we put it, poetic license, they don't call it America. They call it Amerikay. Johnny McAvoy, On the Shores of Amerikay.
I'm bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the homes I love so well, and the mountains grand of my own native land. I'm bidding them all farewell. With an aching heart I'll bid them adieu, for tomorrow I sail far away o'er the raging foam, for to seek a home on the shores of Amerikay. It's not for the want of employment I'm going, it's not for the love of fame, that fortune bright may shine over me and give me a glorious name. It's not for the want of employment I'm going on this weary and stormy sea, but to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of Amerikay. And when I am bidding my last farewell, the tears like rain will blind to to think of my friends in my own native land and the homes I'm leaving behind. Ah, but if I'm to die on a foreign land and be buried so far, far away, no fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of a Medicaid.
One of Ireland's most talented performers there, Johnny McAvoy, telling us all about the shores of America. Well, friends, I hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Sounds Irish. I've enjoyed every single minute of it. In fact, I've still got two or three tracks left over that I should have played for you, but we'll put them on hold until next week. And also, I have a couple of requests that I'm looking for. That's why they weren't played this week. I'm looking for some tracks that have been requested. And please, God, I'll have them for next week. And don't forget, in 2 weeks' time, we have a very special St. Patrick's Day programme on March the 17th. Friends, I hope and pray all is well in your world. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And don't forget the email address, joebollard2@aircom.net. And don't forget to spell aircom. Oh, well, I spelled a lot for you. JoeBollard and a figure 2 at eircom.net. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a comment, an observation or a request. I'd love to hear from you. Take good care of yourselves until next week. Be nice to one another, and until next week, it's Joe Ballard saying, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.